to come up short. It sucks. Like, there's just no better way to put it. It sucks, but we know that life goes on. You know, the sun came up this morning. Life's not over. You know, there's brighter things in the future. And if there's one thing I've learned in my life is that God's plan's always perfect. You know, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. But I've learned a lot more in my life from the hard moments than I have from the good moments. So there's always a silver lining, even if you can't see it right now. There's a lot of good learning opportunities. And I think relying on that, knowing that the Lord has a perfect plan, that's something I really got to lean into, that I try to remind the guys of as well.
Dawson, what will you remember most about this season?
The fun that we had. This team was so special, so fun to be a part of. And I think that's the hardest part of every season coming to an end, is knowing that it's not going to be the same. There's going to be different guys in the locker room. Some coaches might be different. So knowing just the good times we had together, not necessarily even on the field or in the locker room, but hanging out outside the building, hanging out at each other's houses, going to dinners. Those are the moments I'll cherish forever. So I think those moments of just the camaraderie, of the chemistry this team has, that's something I'll always hold close to my heart.
You talked about learning from a loss last night. What do you think the team will learn? What do you hope they will learn and take into next season from?
I mean, you know, football can easily be turned into a results-driven business. But I learned that this team is special. It's resilient. And the mindset I think we've had all year is the same mindset we want to have next year. Especially as an offense, just the unselfish mentality that so many of our guys had, celebrating with other guys when they made big plays, and then having everybody celebrate with you in a big moment. Those are things we want to continue to build on. So I don't think we need to change anything. The Chiefs have an incredible team. You know, they are well coached. They have great players all over the field, and they made some good plays. So I don't think we need to necessarily go and reinvent the wheel. But there's a lot of amazing, incredible things about this team that we'll carry over to next year.
What does it mean for you guys to have Joe Brady back?
Man, I mean, Joe is everyone kind of talked about how this year felt different. And I think that stems from Joe in a way. There's pieces of that feeling that come from everywhere in the building, but Joe's mentality of everybody eats, the communication he brought to the table, how he encouraged us to talk to him, how he wanted to pick our brains on stuff, whether it's a game plan or a certain philosophy he had for the week, that two-way street of communication that he cultivated is something that's invaluable. So to have him back means a ton. I mean, it's been so much fun to play for him. And the energy he brings, just how down to earth he is. Every single dude in this locker room loves him. And he's really just a privilege to play for. So I feel really blessed to play for him.
The entire offensive line is set to come back next season. How does that set you guys up for success in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact statistics, but I mean, I feel like they gave up the fewest sacks in the league. I mean, it's got to be some type of record. But just their communication, their chemistry, the way they love each other, the way they hang out outside the building, like I mentioned earlier, it really is special. So knowing those guys are coming back, I mean, we always talk about how the O-line and the D-line are the lifeblood of this team. Everything we do runs through them, controlling the line of scrimmage, protecting Josh, opening up lanes for the run game. We go as they go. There's no one else I'd rather have up there in those starting five positions.